CBD oil is a derivative of marijuana with little to none of the ingredient that gets you high. It's becoming wildly popular as a homeopathic treatment for many conditions. But despite its rising stock across the country, laws in some states like Idaho can leave consumers in the dark about whether they're doing something illegal. James Dawson reports.
If you search YouTube, you'll find tens of thousands of videos hyping up cannabidiol or CBD, saying it can help treat ailments in humans and even pets.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another CBD video here on East Coast Creep.
Hello beautiful people and welcome back to my channel. Today we are reviewing CBD oil.
Today's video is about using CBD for your dog or your pet.
53-year-old Lily Mascara heard about CBD oil the old-fashioned way from a friend. She was dealing with depression and didn't want to take medication. When Mascara started using CBD oil, she didn't think she'd lose her job over it.
I felt good about it. I feel like I'm standing up for my rights.
Mascara was working full-time at Montana Dakota Utilities. A few months ago, she went to a meeting where a CBD oil retailer based in Las Vegas was recruiting new distributors. Mascara was so excited about the treatment that she talked about it the next morning with her coworkers. A few days later, she says she was suspended because her employer thought she was selling drugs on company property. She says she simply talked about CBD oil and wasn't taking orders.
All I had was paperwork. I went to a meeting and had paperwork. That's it.
Montana Dakota Utilities declined multiple interview requests for this story. Mascara got a written warning that she shared with Boise State Public Radio. She was facing a demotion and a shift change if she went back to work. So instead, she decided to quit. Now, she's selling CBD oil full-time and coming up with a sales pitch.
I don't even have one yet. I'm still working on it.
Even though this is a new gig, she hasn't had a hard time finding customers.
I'm doing actually really well with the CBD oil, and I'm waiting for my next shipment to come. And I've got a lot of them already sold.
But the CBD oil she's selling does have trace amounts of THC. This is a tricky area. It's below the legal federal threshold, but Idaho law is clear. No amount of THC is allowed. Joel Bordeaux is one of the few people legally selling CBD oil in Idaho.
It does cause confusion out there.
Bordeaux runs Global CBD in Sandpoint. All of his products are made from hemp, and they contain no THC. That means they won't show up on a drug test or get you high.
That's why we've also gone down the path of not having THC in our products, because we want people to keep their job and still have the benefits of cannabis and cannabidiol.
Still, it's not always clear to every customer which type of CBD oil they're getting. Idaho lawmakers have talked about legalizing the substance for the past few years. State Senator Grant Burgoyne and many other politicians want to allow doctors to prescribe it. That way, patients know exactly what they're buying and who they're buying from.
This is an area where, for the consumer, it's difficult to know what the lines are and what is permissible and what is not permissible. There's just a reasonable level of confusion out there for folks.
The measure overwhelmingly passed the Idaho House this year, but was buried in a Senate committee drawer. Even if CBD oil with small amounts of THC is legalized, it's a gray area for the workplace. Employees have no guarantee that their boss wouldn't fire them for using it. Eric Swartz is an employment lawyer in Boise.
Keep your private life out of the workplace.
He says barring any contract that says otherwise, it's up to the company to decide what's appropriate to talk about or do at work while you're on the clock. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.